We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Fiani. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. What a game on Saturday. Kind of an instant classic CAA game. I'm not sure I've seen more changes of momentum in a game as that one had. As you've gone back and looked at it, just give me your impressions from the sideline there.
Yeah, like you said, it was almost huge momentum swings. We started out pretty good. We left a lot of points on the field in the first half, I think. We had great field position in some situations. They had to settle for field goals. Obviously, their defense had something to do with that. And then they came out and had the huge third quarter. So with the opening kickoff of the second half to start and then a turnover at our 20-some yard line. So all of a sudden we go from 13-0 to 14-13. And like you said, huge momentum swings. And then thankfully our guys stayed resilient and stayed, you know, never give up attitude kind of mentality. And we were able to put the points on the board at the end of this latter part of the game and score those three touchdowns at the end. So I don't really know, you know, why it was so one-sided in certain parts of the game, as opposed to more of a go back and forth and exchange scores, as opposed to scoring in bunches like we did. But real proud of our guys and our coaches and everybody, and real thankful for the turnout that we had on family weekend. The student turnout that we had on family weekend was tremendous. I think it was a good environment, good atmosphere, and our guys stayed resilient, true to form, and we were able to do just enough to come out with a victory at the end. And you know, needless to say, our coaches and our players did a great job. Just that never die attitude.
First question this morning from Martin Arducci. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. Mark, could you talk a little bit about this week and what it means to the program to be, you know, going up to Penn State? We saw what Penn State did the other day, but just for your program and what this means.
It'll be a great experience for our guys. You know, a lot of the players at the FCS level all feel that they should play at that FBS level. And, you know, to be able to walk into the second largest stadium in the United States and to go up there and play against a team that's obviously, you know, top 10 team within our own state is tremendous. There's been a lot of support. There's been a lot of interest, getting calls from former players, a lot of alumni. I think we're going to have a pretty good following up there. I don't know how many tickets they're going to allow our people to purchase, but I think we're going to have a pretty good following up there. And there's a lot of excitement behind this game. So, you know, but from our perspective, our week's not going to be any different. We're going to go out and have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice the way we always do and try to prepare the best of our ability versus the opponent that we're playing. But, very, very much a lot of enthusiasm and excitement behind the program, you know, to have the opportunity to go up and play Penn State.
Mark, can I ask you this? How big a thing is this for, like, recruiting, talking to recruits about, this, you know, these type of games?
Well, like I said, a lot of the guys that we recruit, also at least in early phase of recruiting, get contacted by some of these bigger FBS programs. And then obviously they don't take them. They go in a different direction. So it's something we talk about quite a bit when we are out on the road recruiting. Hey, we play Penn State this year. We play, you know, FBS opponent next year and so on. And they like the challenges. They like the challenges. And, you know, sometimes you'll have a guy that'll have a little chip on his shoulder and try to go out and really, go out there and hopefully have a good game against, you know, the higher level opponent that this would be. So it doesn't hurt recruiting. I'll put it that way.
Thank you.
Next question from Terry Toohey. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Mark, how did the game come about? Was it, you know, something that you knew James, or how did it come about?
Well, a little bit. These games are always scheduled years in advance. And right. In Penn State, I think this is the first time Penn State is playing an FCS opponent. I think they usually play, you know, a MAC conference school or, you know, an AAC school or something like that when they have their non-league game. So James and I did have a conversation about three or so years ago when the games were looking to be scheduled. And, you know, our guys are always looking for an FBS opponent to get that guarantee money game like everybody in our league does and everybody at our level does. So it's something that when I was up there, every year the Pennsylvania State Coach Association has their clinic up at Penn State. So we usually have speakers up there from our program. I go up there and James and I were talking about it and say, I'm like, James, we need a game in 2021. If there's anything you can do to your administration to see if they could schedule us that'd be great. We'd be interested in doing it. And I think James did have a conversation with the AD at the time. And, you know, I'm not going to say that James and I put this together, but it's a game. I'd rather play, you know, a 3-hour bus trip than, you know, look what Stony Brook just had to do this past weekend, fly out to Oregon. I'd much rather have a driving game versus a flight game. And I'd rather have a game in state versus, you know, changing time zones. So we're excited. James, I think, did help put this together from his perspective and from his end. And, you know, we're going to go up there and have an opportunity to walk into Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, and with the change in the transfer rules, you've lost guys to the FBS. Do you worry that, you know, that these kind of games might affect that? You know, the guys can say, hey, you know, I did this against Penn State. Maybe I could play in the Big Ten or something like that.
Well, I'm not going to worry about that, Terry, because, you know, the transfer portal is a transfer portal. And, you know, we think we do a good job here. We think we have a great product of a great education and a great level football program and a great community. And, you know, guys that want to be a part of our program. If someone thinks there's a better place out there for them, I've said this to the team, and it's not just because of playing this game. It's just because of the transfer portal in general. If they think there's a place out there that's going to be better suited for what they're looking for, we'll help them find a better home. But by and large, you know, we did have those guys when we found out we weren't having a season that did move on, but we have a bulk of our guys that have stuck around and stayed committed and true and loyal to our program. So, and we have shared film now. So not the fact that we're playing Penn State and now they can evaluate our players. All of FBS can get our film now. There's a new shared film throughout the country where we can get FBS film and they can get FCS film. And that helps everybody as far as, you know, getting ideas, and anytime you can research and watch film and pick up ideas and things, that's a positive. But as far as they're out there evaluating our guys anyway. So if it's an opportunity, if there's an opportunity for some of our level guys to play at the next level and they start getting looked at or recruited, I guess, hopefully our guys will stay loyal to our program and want to stick around. But there's not much you can do about that at this point.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Terry.
Mark, next question for Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Good morning, Coach Ferrante. You mentioned that you would approach this week like you would a normal week. That said, how are you doing things perhaps a little differently or focusing on different things because the players might not share your opinion that this is, you know, a normal week for them because, you know, the venue is quite different, the opponent's quite different. So with that thought, you know, what might be a little bit of a tweak in the way you approach it to keep the players focused?
Well, like I said, our length of practice, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, is not going to change. We're going to try to incorporate a little more noise and a little more volume into some of our team periods of practice. So that's, I guess, one tweak or adjustment to maybe try to simulate 100,000 people as opposed to 10,000 people. And then this is our first road trip. So, you know, we're going to see how we're going to travel Friday. Friday's schedule will be different than the previous three since we're going to be on the road. So there'll be, you know, we always talk about trying to block out distractions, and there'll be more distractions with this one than, you know, maybe other games. But we traditionally do not go to the visiting stadium on Friday, but we are going to go and just do a quick walkthrough just to get kind of the oohs and ahs out of the way of, you know, when you look up into the sky and you see the seats going up as high as they go in that stadium, you know, we'll give our guys the opportunity to walk the stadium and see that. But other than that, bring in some noise and practice and go to the stadium on Friday prior to getting there on Saturday are really two of the adjustments we talked about at this point. Other than that, it's nothing changes. Let's take a consistent approach to our preparation and worry about, you know, how we're executing. You know, come game day.
Thanks, Coach. And have you thought at all about how you would measure success this week in a different manner than you might normally measure it? I know it might sound like an odd question and you're not trying to think of results in advance, but, you know, from what you see from your staff and your players, have you given that consideration?
Yeah, that is a tough question. I don't know if I have. We measure success. I mean, the big thing we, in the FCS level, when we talk about these games, regardless of who you're playing at the next level that just have more numbers than you have, and maybe have an opportunity to roll a lot more guys through a game than you might be able to do and remain competitive. We always want to come out of these games healthy. And every game we go into, our focus is to try to win a game. And let's go win. That's why you play the game. You're right, Herman Edwards. You play the game to win the game. And that's always going to be what we're talking about, thinking about preparing to do. But as a coach, the thing is, you always want to come out. We want to come out every week healthy. But when you have an opportunity to play a team that just has a larger roster, sometimes you get a little worn down just because you don't have the same amount of depth. So we're going to do what we can and go out there and hopefully, again, execute at a high level and see how it plays out. But as far as measuring levels of success, this isn't, you know, I'm not a moral victory guy, and our staff isn't a moral victory type of staff, and I don't think our players are either. We want to go out there and prepare and put the best product we can on the field and see how where the cards lay as it turns out.
Thanks, Coach, and congrats on the Richmond win. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric.
Mark, one last question for you from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, you mentioned wanting to get the tight ends a little bit more involved, and it seemed like Todd had some really big catches on Saturday. How valuable was that in terms of sparking the comeback?
Yeah, I think, you know, we can distribute the ball to a lot of different guys, and it's not that Todd hasn't been in the equation prior to this past weekend, because we do like our tight end room, and we think we got some good depth at that position. It's just the way the game, you know, played itself out. He got to be able to get a little more involved, and that's something that we definitely would like to do moving forward, and something we really wanted to do in the previous two. It just didn't go in his direction in the previous two games, and because of the games, he probably wasn't in there. This is the first time our guys played the whole four quarters, so gave Todd more opportunities just because he was on the field more. So excited about Todd. We like our tight end position. We're excited about our running back depth and so on. And, you know, obviously Danny had a great game and really brought that thing back, but all of them will tell you it all happens up front as well. So we do like to get tight ends in the game. I know Coach Bowden, our offensive coordinator, you know, has always talked about that, and we like our tight end room. So it was good to see that Todd was able to make some of those clutch plays that he was able to make down the stretch.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for your time this morning, and good luck at Penn State on Saturday.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
All right, thank you.